There's some scattered evidence that people were in North America maybe before these Clovis points were made, which would be before 13,000 years ago, but most of that evidence is arguable. The fact is that Clovis looks like it's the first people. If you dig an archaeological site almost anywhere, the bottom levels are going to be about 13,000 years old, and if there's any artifacts in it, it'll be a Clovis or Clovis-related. So it looks like maybe these are the very first dispersers who filled up the continent and became the ancestors of modern Native Americans. The area that was populated by Clovis was just about all of North America, and they came from somewhere up north because the studies of genetics seem to prove conclusively that the ancestry of Native Americans is Northeast Asia.
So archaeology, DNA, and the bulk of academic opinion are telling us, effectively, that everybody in America arrived from Northeast Asia less than 15,000 years ago. When history gets rewritten like this, it can lead to head-on collision with deeply held beliefs.
This is an affront to their very specific beliefs.
Historian Gabrielle Tayac is a Piscataway Indian. She works for the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian, and she studies how Native Americans are reacting to this new narrative that science is giving them.
If you look at creation stories, there are certainly people who have very strong beliefs that either they emerged from the earth or fell from the sky or developed out of the back of a water beetle, depending on where they were. And Native American religions were repressed for a very long time. And so people have become very protective. For some Native people, and not all, the insertion of scientific findings that Native people did not get created from the very site that they emerged from, or that there are findings that might be counter to a specific oral recitation, can be seen as a way of invalidating Native traditions.